Okay, the Gra leaves out the next three words, so we'll skip them. Rav Shimon ben Lakish Pasar La. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, we're learning with the Perush of the Takan Chadatin, so we're going to... There's a lot of other Perushim here, and there's a lot of other Girsos. So sometimes it's hard to know which Girsa we're saying, but whatever we say, we'll explain it with the Takan Chadatin, that's what we're learning. Okay, so Pasar La, Rav Shimon ben Lakish learned his Halacha. It doesn't make a difference if it was before the Beis HaMikdash was built, after the Beis HaMikdash was built, if it's something, an object or money, or something that you, government suyim, something you can attribute to them, and something that their name gets lost. Where are you learning from? Lo lachem v'lanu livnos beis elokeinu. Beis elokeinu, it says v'perish. That we're not, it's not up to you and to us to build together, and therefore it has no difference whether it's to maintain the building, to build the building, what it is, it's also completely across the board. Reb Chizki om Reb Simon, shol me'ata. So Reb Chizki, in the name of Reb Simon, went into the Beis Medrash, and he said, I want to know if you agree with the halacha that I'm selling you. Ein mekabel mehem le'im ha-samayim, le'chom ha-sa'ir, le'migdol seha, al-shem shenemar, v'lachem, ein chelek. Right, so it says, v'feresh, not pasuk. We don't have any connection of doing anything together. So that means that you don't take from the kusim, or the Goyim, even to what's it called, to take care, to maintain Amas Hamayim, or to build the walls of the city, or it's, what's it called, the towers, anything like that, you don't take from them, because we don't have to rely on them to do things that are necessary for the Tzibur. Okay, Rav Shimon ben Lakish Pasar, Kolomar Hochacha Somi Pashto Dikra. He learned his halacha, that doesn't make a difference before, after, or what kind of thing they're giving, from the pashtus of the pasuk. The ka'amar lo lochem v'lo lanu, mashman the ka'asur v'yishut v'sklal, ben b'tchila ben b'self. Doesn't make a difference when it was. We don't have anything to do together with the Beis HaMikdash. Rab Chizkia, Omer of Simon Shoal, precious b'reish mechiltim lishn the Shoal. I explained already what it means, Shoal. Shoal means... He went and asked if they agree with him. He didn't ask a shaila. He wanted a corroboration for what he held. Okay. Tony. Elu chayovim bekolbon. Bekolbon echad. One second. Let's skip all this. Yeah. Elu chayovim bekolbon. Tony, elu chayovim bekolbon echad. Rameir omer shnei kolbonos. Masnis rameir da omer rameir apabi shein shiklo Torah kolbono Torah. Of Rav Meir, b'misha shaklu shalim shupater me'akolban. Okay, now I guess we'll see the Taklin Chadatin explains what's going on over here. Ve'elu chayodin b'kolban. Ki kol odem tzorech litein machs ha-shekel, v'ha-shekel ha-nizgar b'torah, hu shakarim b'mishna sela, shu shnei chatzoi shkolim. Everybody has to give a chatzi shekel. This Taklin Chadatin is going back on the Mishnah. So we thought some things that we didn't learn yet. Everybody has to give a machsa shekel. Machsa shekel is a lashon haTorah. Torah had a shekel, and half of that shekel was called machsa shekel. In the lashon of Chachamim, a shekel in the Torah shekel is called a sela, and what they call the machsa shekel, we call the shekel. So the shekel is really a machsa shekel of the Torah, and a sela is two chatzoi shekel. Who should call the Mishnah Sela? Shuch Shnei Chatzoi Shkolim. If he should call him how you know him the Shkolim, Hachatzoyim, Nikru Shkolim. Since everybody gave a half a shekel, that was called a shekel. But it's really a half shekel. Show you Echad Tzorek Lahachlif Sela, Al Beis Chatzoyim. When somebody had a change, he wanted change. He gave a Sela, and he wanted back a half a shekel for his, what's it called, change from the, what's it called, the Sela. So he would give along with it a small coin, the Nikra Kalbin, Kalomer, Dover Kal Shemosifin Barachilu. This is according to the Tanakhama. The purpose of this kolbon was to pay for the money changing. It was a surcharge for the changing. So only when you changed a larger coin to a smaller one did you have to pay this kolbon. Okay, so the Mishnah says, Avaloko Hanim Noshim, that's only people who had to give a shekel, who you forced to give. But people you couldn't force, who gave voluntarily, they didn't have to add this surcharge. Sheheim Einam Chayam Bishkolim, Ela Im Shoklim, Mekavlim Miyodam, Lechem Turim Minakolbo. They don't have to give the surcharge. Hashokol ayidei kohen ayidei isha. Somebody paid for a kohen or an isha. So even though he's a bar chiyuva, right, I might think that he has to pay a kolbon. Since he's giving it for the sake of somebody who's potter from the kolbon, he doesn't have to pay the kolbon either. Sheshokel shela sholem ayidei kohen beisha. Right, what he does is he gives a full, what's it called, shela. Because according to the Tanakhama, if you just give a half a shekel, then nobody pays a kolbon. You don't pay a surcharge unless you change money, unless you get change. But if you give exactly a half shekel, you don't have to add anything, according to the Tanakhama. So therefore, it's not talking over here where you gave a half a shekel for the sake of a woman. That's for sure. If I gave a half a shekel for myself, I don't have to pay a surcharge. So if I gave it for a woman, it's not talking about that case as a taklin chadit. It's talking where I gave a full shekel, a full sela, and I expect change. But I gave the half shekel that I gave for the sake of the woman. You can't say it's talking where I give a half a shekel for the, in other words, a shekel. It's very confusing. Look, from now on, shekel means half a shekel. And sela, right. And sela means two half shekelim in one coin. Okay. Because when you give a shekel, when you give a full half shekel, you don't have to pay a kolbon if you give to yourself. The Tanakhama. Come on, like the Takan Chadin explains the Tanakhama later on. So it's either talking where you paid for a woman, but you paid with a seller. Or, and you want change. So normally, if you would do that for yourself, you'd have to pay a kolbon. For the woman, you don't have to pay the kolbon. Or, you give a full sela, and you don't want any change. And you're giving for yourself and for a woman at the same time. Two half shekels from the sela to, for a woman and for you. So then, and since the changing, you're not changing anything for yourself because you're giving it the whole thing. You don't have to have a change. You don't have to have money change. You don't need one change. Since you don't want change, and you're giving partially for the woman and partially for yourself, you don't have to pay a kolbon. Why didn't it say the feirish for yourself and for the kohen? Because that's a machlokas later on, whether you have to pay a surcharge even if you don't have a change. You don't change any money. Right? Even if you don't change money, it could be Rav Meir holds you have to pay a surcharge even if you don't change any money. If you give a half shekel right out, you have to pay a surcharge according to Rav Meir. What's the reason when you pay for a kohen or an isha that you're potter from the kolbon? The inu pturim mimachsa shekel, because they don't have to really pay machsa shekel. Unesinosim elamidas chasidus, they're doing it voluntarily, or they could patter themselves like the kohen really has to pay, but we don't force them. The havi hai machsa shekel gufei ribui v'revach legrish. The whole machsa shekel is a benefit to hektish. V'chem tzur mikolbon. Therefore, they didn't add the surcharge. The whole surcharge was to make hektish not lose out. They had to pay people to change money or whatever, and sometimes when you change the money, you lose out. They didn't have standard coins like we have. Everything was a little bit off. We'll see. So in the Mela, there was always something lost maybe in the changing. Today, it's the same thing. You change, you lose a little bit because of the different values. So in the Mela, they had to pay a surcharge.
Who did
what? Went to the Beis HaMikdash. The same where the Shkolim went, right?
What, the Shulchan gave to the Beis HaMikdash when they changed it by the Shulchan?
No, yeah. He gave it together with the Shkolim.
No, whatever. Right,
I guess so. Al Yodo v'al Yad Chaveiro. The Hainu, I think the money changers for the Shkolim were people who were hired by the Beis HaMikdash. They weren't individual people. They were the Beis Din, sent Shulchanos. In other words, when the people who collected the Shkolim were the ones who changed the money. They didn't go to a money changer, they went to official money changers. Al Yodavi Al Chaveiro. Okay, so Mishnah says if somebody pays for himself and someone else, the Hainu Shieshlem Shekel Echad Sholeh, Biyachad. They have a seller. And they give one seller for two people, which is a half shekel each, and they don't want any change. The nostim came biyachad lehekdish chay bekolban echad. You still have to pay one surcharge. She called echad hayitzorich litein chatzi shekel. The nostim lehekdish hakolban shayitzrichim lehosif ba'ad achiluf. If each one would have given separately, he would have had to change that money. So even though there's now no change, you still have to pay one kolban between them. Reb Meir Omer Beis Kolbonos. In that situation, you have to pay two kolbon. The first big mar. Hanosin Sela Pligi Amoroi Big Mara Man Katani La. The one this thing person gives a Sela and he has to pay. What's it called? The kolbon is a shaila who that goes according to. Okay, now the Gemara. My time is the Reb Meir. The Svarle Beis Kolbonos. What's the reason for Reb Meir that you have to pay two kolbonos? Is it over here? No, we didn't get it. Oh, let's go see over here. Masnisa the Reb Meir, the Amar Reb Meir, Kishem Shishiklu Torah, Kach Kolbono Torah. Okay, so Reb Meir holds that just like the shekel, the chatzi shekel is a din Torah, there was a halacha from the Torah you had to give a kolbon to. In other words, nothing to do with the money changing. The Tanakama holds the whole purpose of the kolbon is to cover the changing of the coins. And Reb Meir holds, no, even if you change no coin, you give a full half shekel finished. You don't any change. For one person, for yourself, you have to pay a kolbon. Why? So once again, you say it like this. Kesover Reb Meir, benosen shiklo sholem shuchai bekolbon. Reb Meir holds that even if you give a half shekel, right out, you don't want any change, you have to pay a kolbon. The Omer Reb Meir, kemin matbeya shel eish hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitachas kisei HaKvodo, dehero l'moshe, v'omer lo ze yitnu, kaze yitnu. The way the Taklin Chadikin learns, we'll see in one second, is that what's going on is the following. Reb Meir held, the Rabbanu Shem showed Moshe Rabbeinu a coin of fire, and he said, this is the exact way you have to give. Meaning you can never give less than this. So therefore they were afraid that sometimes the coins are a little bit more, a little bit less. So you're going to end up giving not exactly that coin that was in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, in the time of the Mishkan. So therefore they added a little bit more that would compensate that it ever would be, what's it called, it would be not less than that coin that Moshe Rabbeinu saw. Always would be that. A little extra would never be less than that. In other words, the coins differ, but never less than 1/12 or 1/24. So that's one shot. The others say that when the Rav Moshe showed him the coin, it was a pure coin, pure silver. We never can get that pure silver. So to compensate for not being pure silver, it's 1/12 or 1/24 more. But in any case, it's part of the actual half shekel. You had to add on to make sure that it was a full half shekel.
You have two swords?
What?
Do you have two swords
for you? We just said two swords. No, he says one sword. We said another sword from somebody else, Korban Aedim.
The one for the Shekhan.
Well, oh no, yeah, no, we'll see. And he also holds, you also have to pay for the changing. It's not, we'll see the Gemara says, it's not Mistabra, the mayor argues on that. He holds, you also have to pay for the changing and for the fact that it should be a full half shekel. So you have to get two kolbons, or three, possibly, we'll see. Okay, Sovar of mayor, my time is the mayor, it's fairly base kolbonos, b'shokol ayodov ayedei chaveiro. The mayor says in the Mishnah, that if you, what's it called, pay for yourself and for someone else, you have to pay two kolbonos. Okay? Imi time of the chiluf ain't tzorech ela kolbonachad. The whole reason is because the money changed. You only changed one coin here. So why should you have to pay two kolbonos? Sovar Reb Meir, hashokel shiklo sholem, shuchaya beis kolbonos. Kolomar, hashokel shekel sholem. Hainu shnei machzis ba'ado vad chaveru. Because Reb Meir holds that if you pay one full coin, a seller, and you're going to pay for yourself and someone else. You get two chatzi shekels out of that. There's only one changing of a coin. Right? Shechayah the kolbon. The shechayah beis kolbonos. Shechayah two kolbons. Why? The svarah the Reb Meir, the lechatzi shekel gamkin tzorech liten kolbon. Even if you only pay the half a shekel, you have to pay a kolbon. The hachi chiva Torah. Liten lehechra lechol maxi shashekel kolbon. Because Reb Meir said, just like the shekel, the half shekel is a din Torah, so too is the kolbon. The Tani Reb Meir, kaze yitnu, usfar lei midikopit Hashem, the hereu kamin matbeir shalei. Since the Rabbanu was matbeir, and he showed them the exact volume of the coin in fire. The Omer lei, kaze yitnu, this is the exact thing you have to give. That means you can never give, even though it's different coins, you can never give less than the value or less than the volume of that coin that was in the time of Moshe. Since it's an exact thing, we're afraid that it can't be exact right, in the changing coins of all the generations. V'lachein min haTorah chayiv litein l'chol chatzi shekel matbeya ktana lehechra. You have to add a little bit. Sounds like it's a suffik deraisa l'chumra. Right? It's from the Torah. You have to add a little bit more. V'hachi tanya b'tosefta the perakamah de mechilten hashokel shekel chayiv b'kolva. Give your mail. The Pharisee, the Tosefta says, that even if you give a chatzi shekel, oh, outright, no changing money at all, you have to add that kolbo. The Chachamim omrim hashokel shekel potter. Beis din rim chayiv. And the Chachamim hold no. If you give an exact half a shekel, there's nothing to give a kolbon on. The kolbon's only for the surcharge of changing the coins. But if you gave two dinrim, then you're chayiv, because you had to change. Harei de Rameir svar lechiyub min haTorah chatzi shekel. The Chachamim svar le mitam hachiluv. Kshenosin shekel leka time of the chiluv ela im nosin beis dinrim. Shu erich chatzi shekel chayav mitam hachiluv. Shayitzorich litein chatzi shekel velo svar le drasha de zeyitnu ela mil sachrinik lekamon leel. What's it called? And he learned from zeyitnu a different halachas. Not this halacha, the Tanakhama, and therefore you never have to give a surcharge unless you had to change money. What? Lechora, yeah. Right. Hanosin sell of an hotel. Yet again? Yes. No, we didn't get it yet. Okay. Okay, Nosson Sela, Litol Shekel. You gave a Sela, and you want now back a half. Sela is two Chatzi Shekel, and you, two Shekels, okay, and you want one Shekel back, and the one Shekel is what you Yotze your Chatzi Shekel with. Chayiv Shnei Kolbonos. So, what's it called? You have to pay two Kolbonos. Omer Rebbe Lazar, it's a Remeirhi. That goes according to Remeir. Because there's only one changing of money. So according to the Chacham, you only have to pay one kolbo. And according to Reb Meir, no, you need two. One for the changing of the money, and one for the, if you would have given the chatzi shekel right out, you would have to pay a kolbo. So one you give for the one you're giving, and one you give for the one you're getting back because of the changing of the money. Nanosin sel of a note, hochi garsinin, omer Reb Elazar, the Reb Meir he. The omer Reb Meir, echad shekel shu nosin, the echad ledivrei Torah. Kolomer, the Reb Meir mechayev beis kolbonos. Echad the shekel shenosein. One he has to pay for the one he's giving. If he would just give a half a shekel, you'd have to pay a kolbo. Ubiyado hayasela, but he didn't have a chatzi shekel. And then he would have gotten away with one kolbo. He only had a sela, which is two half shekels. The hichlif eitzel hahegdish, and he changed it by hegdish. The echad the divrei Torah, the afi gav the bishnayim sheshoklu shekel sholem lo chayiv remeir ela beis kolbonos. The chora, Reb Meir said when two people give one seller together, they have to pay two kolbonos. Right? L'chor Reb Meir should hold, you have to pay three kolbonos. Because one for each chatzi shekel, that if each would have given separately, and one for the change of the coin. And doesn't say that. Right? Beis kanal, v'lochayiv kolbon de chiluf, over there he doesn't add an extra one for the changing. Hasam hani taima kivin shenosnim shekel sholim. Ba'ad chiyuv shneim lehekdesh havi kikonim tvua min ashuk ba'ad sela she'ein mechashvin ba'ad achiluv. Now it's like you go and you buy something that's worth a sela. Here two people are one sela, so there's no changing money. You have to change it, keep it the way it is. We have to change it and have a shekel, right? But if you're all paying for yourself, then you're only paying a half a shekel. If you give a bigger coin, then it's a changing thing. But over here, eventually the hekdesh is going to change it into bigger coins anyway. So what difference does it make? So they got a coin for two people together. Vasha'en kein hocha, she'en sarach litein rach shekel didei. Over here, though, what Hekdish really gets is only a half a shekel. They don't get the other half. So they're going to have to switch it sometime. Then it's what's it called, they have to pay for the surcharge. Umachlif gabi Hekdish, and therefore he's giving Hekdish something not what he has to. He's giving more than he has to give. And he wants change back. Logora koach hektish mikoach hektish. There's change, you have to pay the surcharge. V'tzorech litin gam kolbon b'chivuv. Avala tanakama delo svari le b'shnayim sheshoklu chivuv ha-kolbon. Right? Ela mitam ha-chivuv l'didei. Hachinami eino chayiv ela echot. According to the Chachamim, the whole idea of a kolbon is only for the changing, not for what you're paying. Therefore, what's it called? They only have to pay one kolba. The apagadlo pligi masnisin, pligi betosefta. Even though they don't argue in the Mishnah, they argue in the Tosefta. The tanina behedim perikama Tosefta, nosin seva, the notal shekel, remeir mechayev beis kolbanos, the chachomim kolban echad. Reb Meir holds you have to have two kolbons, one for the chatzi shekel and one for the change, and the Rabbanon hold only one because of the change. Okay? So that's what Reb Elezer says. Umar Rav divrei akolhi. But Rav said no. That you have to pay two kolbonos goes according to everybody. And according to everybody, you pay at least two kolbonos. We'll see according to Reb Meir, you pay three in this case. The Omer of Meir, Echad Shekel Shunosein, because Reb Meir holds, both for the shekel you give, in other words, when you give it, just Dama Chatzi Shekel, no money changing, you have to pay a kolbon. The Echad Shekel Shunotel. And now you're getting change, you have to pay a kolbon on what you get back. The Echad L'Divrei Torah. And what's it called? And you also have to pay for the Chatzi Shekel itself. In other words, there's two changing of money here. If you would have gone to Hekdesh and just changed the thing, I want a chatzi shekel back, they would have to charge you a surcharge. If you'd want to give your machzah shekel and you wanted to give it with a full selah, you'd have to pay a surcharge. So you have to pay a surcharge for what you get back and what you give. Two surcharges for even though it's only one changing of money. Plus, for the actual chatzi machzah shekel. Forget about the surcharge. Even if you didn't change any money, you'd have to give. So it's three kolbonos. See the Tarkan Chazan. Rav Omer Divrei Akolhi, Echad Shekel Shul Nosein, Vechad Shekel Shul Noto. The Sforelei, the Gam Tanakama Moda Bezeh, the Chayiv Beis Kolbonos. Rav holds that even the Tanakama holds, you have to pay two Kolbonos, because when you give a seller and get a half a seller back, it's like two money changes. Why? The Lodomi L'Shokel Adio Adovi Adiyadei Chaveru. It's not like where you pay one seller for you and for somebody else. Why? Then you only chayiv one kolba. The hasam shneim nosin chiyu beish shiklehem, the seller. Because there two people are paying their chiyu of a half a shekel with this one seller. It's all going to Hekdesh. Uksha yitzrichim ahachlif al beish chatzoy shekel, lo hayu nosin ela kolban echad. And when they would change one, if anybody came with a seller, right, and only wanted a half, only wanted to give his half shekel, and didn't want another half shekel back, they'd have to pay one kolba, right? But the fact that he wants one back, we'll see in 1 second, then he has to pay two kolbanos. The chen lahekdish b'chai gavna. The ain matzid ain mishtakrim bo, right? Hekdish is not losing anything in this way. Masha ain kein hocha, ilu hayitzorich lahachlif, ulahasik chatzi tzela, litin lahekdish. If he wanted to change a seller, so he'd have a half a shekel to give to Hekdesh, he'd have to pay a kolbo. Ha yitzorech liten kolbo. The chenk, sha yitzorech lahasig velikol shekel mi seller, gamkein ha yitzorech liten kolbo. If the guy wanted to have a half a shekel for himself, right, if he wanted to give a half a shekel to Hekdesh, right, and he only had a seller, he'd have to pay a kolbo for the half a shekel he's giving to Hekdesh. And if a guy wanted to come and say, look, I would like you to change this thing, so I'll have a half a shekel to give later. So he wants a half a shekel back, right? He's not giving it right now. He'd also have to have a surcharge for the one he's getting back. So now, even though he's giving one and he's getting a half back, he has to pay two kolbonos. One for the one he's giving and one for the one he's getting back. It's like you change the money twice. Because if you would have changed it to get a half a shekel, to get back two half shekels, you would have to pay a surcharge. Now, if you would have changed it in order to give the half shekel, you'd have to pay a surcharge. So it's now considered like giving and getting. So you get two. V'imhoyim v'akish m'nenu shitin lo shekel miselo, hoyo gamkein tzorich litin lo kol b'nechot. V'achinami lo yigra koach hekdish mikoach hekdish. Therefore, the hekdish shouldn't be less than the hekdish. It's like you're doing two transactions over here. You're getting back a half shekel, and you're giving a half shekel, and for both of those transactions, you had to change a coin, even though it was the same coin. So therefore, you have to pay twice. The logash shin and kan vecha the divrei Torah, the losvor the tanakama divrei Torah. Not a third one for divrei Torah. But Reb Meir would hold, he would not argue on this, he would hold also, you have to have two surcharges, plus one for the halacha of giving the machzor shekel. But that's only good for the one you're giving. So it's three. Gemara says, Al Daite, the Rav, Gimel Kolbonos Inun. According to Rav, in Reb Meir, You have to pay three kolbonos. Okay. Al das the Rav, Rav Meir, Gimel kolbonos hain. Dezeh lo mistaber the Rav Meir, yekal be kolbonos ha-mechuyovim mitam achilu, le-tanakam. It's not mistaber the Rav Meir is more makel than the Tanakama when it comes to how many kolbonos you have to pay for the surcharge. He just adds another one that you have to give even if there is no surcharge. Rak b'shokla yadov yadi dei chavero. Hani taimik de precious le'el. V'chein l'rav, the aspera, the Tanakama chaya base kolbonos, mitama de chiluk, in the case where you don't pay for you and somebody else, but you want half shekel back, you have to pay two kolbonos, even according to Tanakama, according to Rav Meir, you need two kolbonos for the chiluk, according to Rav Meir too. And you have to add another one for the regular kolbon you give when you give any chatzis shekel. Vadei Rav Meir svar le'gam ken hachi. V'lo mishtaber sheyiflegu b'svara hafucha. Yitzarek litin echad o beis b'chiluk, v'chai gavna. V'lachein, Rav Meir disvar le'echad min ha-Torah. Rav Meir holds an extra one now because you have to give a kolbon for a chatzis shekel. Mashtachas le'b'chai gavna chiyuv sholosh. Right? And then we bring a raya that according to Rav you have to give three according to Rav Meir, and we have other Amoraim who say that Betheirish that Rav Meir has to pay, it says you have to pay three. This is gam kein lo mistaber sheyiflug Rav al svara de Rav Meir mechayev echad de Retorah. It's not mistaber that Rav doesn't hold what we said before that Rav Meir holds you have to give a kolbon the de Retorah. My time of Rav Meir Mechayev base kolbonos b'shok al yadav yadi chaveru. Why does Rav Meir hold that if you pay one seller for yourself and your friend, you have to give two kolbonos? Because there's no money change over here. Elamai, you're paying two kolbonos because each one has to give a kolbon with their matzah shekel. V'lachein noket shnayim shebezeh gam tanakama moda. That's why he said two. Even though Rav Meir holds three, it means minimum of two. Everybody holds two, and Rav Meir holds even three. V'tzorech loma l'rav. The Stam Masnissen pligi b'zeim atosefta. Our Mishnah argues on the Tosefta. The Tani Shom de l'chacham and the Rav Meir ain't chayev el echad, because in the Tosefta it says the chacham only have one, not two. They don't have this lum this that it's two changings. It's one changing. Period. The hob el echad to akorch pligi masnissen atosefta day Rav Meir chayev gimel kabbalas v'chay gavna atosefta lo chashiv el beis. But the Rav Meir in that situation only hold two. Because the Tosefta doesn't hold that changing one coin could ever be high of two changes. It's like you change it twice. You don't look at it as two transactions. Look at one transaction. Rav Elazar, though, said no. That it's only according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, you need two, and according to Chacham, you only need one kolbon. The Chacham, the Rav Meir, ain't no chai vela echod, gam bechai gavna. Since it's all done in one transaction, you don't look at it as two separate transactions according to Rav Elazar. Havi kamachlif al beis chatzoi shekel, the ain sorech ela echad. Velo odit mishnayim sheshoklu lidi. It's no different than if two people give one coin that you don't have to pay except one surcharge, right? Two people give one coin because they only have to change it once. Same thing over here, they have to change it once. You don't look at it as if it's two trade. I'm getting back and I'm giving and I need a surcharge for each one. Okay, that's the machlokas Rav and Rav Elazar. What? No, because they have to be nice. If I would say to the Hegdish, look, I'd like change. So later on I could give my chatzis shekel. Right? I need to get back, right? So they charge you. Now, if you would give a chatzis shekel through a seller and want back change, right, you're giving. You also have to do. So now you're giving and you're getting. Right? So the maisa, you have to, what's it called? You're getting back a half a shekel, which if you would have given the seller to get back two half shekels, you would have to pay. Now you're giving one half shekel. If you would have given the seller to give a half shekel, you have to give. So it's considered two different transactions. What? Right. Then according to Tanakam, you don't give anything. According to the mayor, you have to give also. Okay. Let's go on. Us Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shmuel, Barav, Yitzchak, B'shem Rav, and now we have Taka B'Feirish. It says the name of Rav. Shlosha Kol Bonusinun. Echad Shekel Shul Nosein, the Echad Shekel Shul Notel, the Echad Levar Torah. One for what you gave, one for what you took. That's two surcharges, and also one Reb Meir holds you have to give because of the Matzah Shekel. You have to give a Kol Bon anyway, so you have to give three Kol Bonus according to Rav. Okay. Ha'achin Va'Ashutvin. shechayovim bekolbon, turmi meiser behema. If you have brothers who are partners, then when they're chayiv in a kolbon, they're putter from meiser behema. B'shecholku v'chazru mishtatu. What's the case? It's talking in a case where they split up the estate, and then they became partners again. So they're regular partners. Regular partners are chayiv to pay a kolbon. If they pay one seller together, they have to pay a kolbon, because it's like two separate people paying with one coin, and we said before that for the changing you have to pay, right? Because each one is a separate person, so you have to pay a kolbon. But they're potter from Maisa Behema, because partners are potter from Maisa Behema. Animals that are owned in partnership, you don't give Maisa Behema. Shechayovim be Maisa Behema, Turim in a kolbon. Where's the case where they're chayiv in Maisa Behema and potter from a kolbon? Bishaloh Chilko, where they never split off the estate. So they're paying from the estate. The estate is the father's money. So when the father pays, it's like he's paying for two people one coin. So then there's no kolbon. Because what's it called? When you pay for other people and you don't get any change back, so there's no problem. Each one would have had to give them their half shekel. I'm giving one half shekel for each person, for two different people. There's no changing. There's no kolbon. That's the father's paying. It's the father's money that's paying. It's one person's money for two other people. Then you don't pay a kolbon. But they're not considered shutvin. It's all considered tfusas habayis. It's not considered shutvin, so they have to bring maaser behema. It's like the father's money still. It's something they own as a corporation, not as a shutvin. Omar Rebbe Lezer, v'hein shecholku g'doyim k'neged tiyoshim, u'tiyoshim k'neged doyim. When do we say if they split up and then became partners again, they're considered partners? That's if they split up in such a way that they were mevatel the Yerusha. In other words, one got all the goats and one got all the sheep. So that's not what they get Yerusha. So then they're basically changing their portions, and they become, then the estate is finished, it's split up. When they become partners again, they don't return to the estate, they become regular partners. Regular partners are potter from Meiser, Bechayiv and the Kolbon. But avalim chilku gedoyim keneged gedoyim v'tiyoshim keneged tiyoshim, if they split up and each one got their rightful portion in the Yerusha, right? In other words, I have five sheep and you have five sheep, and I have five goats and you have five goats. So now we say that lechatchila yesh breira, and it was to begin with, that's what we inherited. You inherited these five and I inherited these five. And igloi milsula mafreya, that's what my share was. Then we went back in partnership. It's like we put the estate back together. We're not partners anymore. We decided to leave the estate the way that it was. So now it reverts back to what originally was. Because since it never was buckled, the shein Yerusha from it, right? Because I got what I was Yarshin, you got you what Yarshin. And then we put it back together again, the Yerusha remains. But if you can't say, I got what I Yarshin, because I surely didn't Yarshin all the goats. I only Yarshin half the goats. You didn't yarshin all the sheep, you only yarshin half. So if I took all the sheep and you took all the goats, right, and we decided that's okay, then we mevatel the Yerusha, and if we went back into partnership, it's a regular partnership. If it's a Yerusha, you're chayiv in Meiser, but you're putter in kolbon. If it's not a Yerusha, then what's it called? You're chayiv in kolbon, you're putter from Meiser. Aval im chilku gedoyim k'neged gedoyim tiyoshim k'neged tiyoshim. Who chelko mishor rishona? That's your portion from the beginning. If you went back into what's it called, into partnership, it's not a partnership, it's Yerusha. Om Rav Yochanan, afilu chelko gedoyim k'neged gedoyim, v'tiyoshim neged tiyoshim, kilakucho seinu pturim min ha-maiser, k'ahu desanin and tamon ha-lakuach v'shinitin lo b'matan ha-potter min ha-maiser behema. If you buy something, right, or if you, what's it called, get it matan, you potter from maiser, same thing, shutfin are also potter from maiser. And this is kashutuf, because basically, even if you got, this went off, even if you got, what's it called, the same thing, in other words, whenever Vat Yerusha, he holds Ein Breira. We don't say that it's Nisbar L'Mafreya, that what's it called, that this was your portion. So basically, what you're doing is, maybe those are not the five sheep you were supposed to get, maybe it was different five sheep, right? You were supposed to get five out of the ten that was Yerusha, but who said it was this five? So we just agree that you'll take these five and I'll take these five. The Shev Yerusha's bottle, and when we go back into partnership, even there, what's it called is considered what's it called a partnership and not Yerusha. See the Rav Tachlin Chaim. Okay, first he has a Mishnah. Ashok al yadi oni. Ashok osela shalim al yadi oni. Ben iro pater mikolba. If you give a seller for a what's it called for an oni, right, or for somebody, right, for somebody else, not for you, for your somebody else, you pater from surcharge. Surcharge is only to change it for yourself. Change it for an oni, you don't have to pay. Kivin shim loha yanosin lohem. Gam heim lo yisigu yadam li. Think if the guy was an oni, he wouldn't have been able to give himself. So the checkers are not losing anything. They're gaining from the fact that you're paying for this guy. That's why you don't have to pay a surcharge. According to Tanakhama, the whole surcharge is only for the hektish and lose out for the money changing. Here they're gaining the fact that you paid for this ani that wouldn't have been able to pay for himself. The loktani adyadevi ayyadi ani mishum the rabmeir hu chayav al kopanei ba'aratzro plukzik lokamayri. And the reason it didn't say the case where I paid for myself and for an ani, because there rabmeir would hold out to give at least one kol bon for myself. If they split and then what's it called, went back into partnership, then they're chayiv in a kolbon and they're parted from meiser. Because shechalku v'nosnin sela shalem b'shvil shnehem havikilu loving zemizet. It's like they're loaning money one from the other. They're each paying independently. They're each separate things. Mimeiser behema pturim the eidah shel shufin pater mimeiser behema the tanya b'bchoros kol petra sheger behema ashi yalecha. Below shall shutas. That belongs to one person, not for shutin. The afal gav the high krob the bechor who deceive hasam parak lavashan. Even though that pasuk is talking about bechor, but the gemara says that it refers to meisim. Kishelo chilku the kaima betfusas habayis chayavim b'meisim behema. If they didn't split up the estate and the animals are still part of the estate, then that's not shutin. So they chayav. The omer hasam yochel afilu kana betfusas habayis. Right? If they bought animals from the estate money. That's that would also be considered shutvis. Tamad lomer yiyya upturim in a kolbon, and still they're putter, but they're putter from kolbon. The chos man shein betfusas habayis, as long as the estate wasn't broken up, lo choshiv kalvoa, then it's considered like the father is paying that seller for the two of them, and there's no kolbon. The hein shecholku gedoyim, who damrinan, the shecholku, but betfusas habayis, when do we say that if they split up, and then they became partners again. It's a new partnership, and it's not the estate, right? But tfusabayis minayu, the shecholku gedoyim al pishum bedomim keneget yoshim, where they didn't get what could possibly be their original portion in the estate, but they made a trade-off. You take this, I'll take that, even though it's obviously not their portion. Batla mehem shem yerusha, then the shem yerusha is batla. Then it's like each one bought animals from the shuk, and then they became partners on those animals, then they're potter. And it's arvu, the ain kan shom tfusus habayis, el ashem shutvis. Aval im cholku, dezel, mishpat ha-yerusha, lekolechot chelik b'chom nin v'nin. That's what the Yerusha is. Each one, when the father died, had potentially five sheep, each one. So when they split it up, we say, you got what was supposed to be when, what's it called, when your father died. You got the five sheep that you were supposed to get. But dying shame Yorshim, so they're still called Yorshim. They're still, that what he has is Yerusha. Now that they decided to go back into partnership, so the Yerusha remains. And the other man, the Omer, holds, what's it called, Rabbi Yochanan says, no, ain't brera. So Machlokas is, yesh brera, ain't brera. He also, ain't brera, mamela, what's called, it's not, you don't think the Yerusha still remains. Once they split up, each one got not necessarily what they were going to get to begin with. Now they made up, okay, you take these five, I'll take these five. Now they're like, people bought one from the other. Now they went back into partnership, it's a partnership. And there's a dinner of a partnership.